The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate the Holy Trinity. One could fill this nave with books attempting to elucidate the magisterial doctrine of God Almighty, one God in three persons, and three persons in one God. Still, one reaches diminishing returns rather quickly when fashioning explanations of the Holy Trinity. Language and logic ultimately fail when employed to explain the mystery that is God in himself apart from his creation. But that does not mean that the God of the Trinity is unknowable. Beautiful sunsets, terrifying tornadoes, and all the rest of creation flows from the hands of the Almighty Creator. And many of us first heard this truth in kindergarten as we prayed over that sticky mess called a brown bag lunch. "God is great," we prayed. And then we continued, "God is good." Now, given all that happens under the sun, God's greatness in both good and bad things isn't hard to see. But how in the world can we confess that God is good? The answer is Jesus Christ. He was born of a woman, born under the law, and he alone is the face of God. Martin Luther fondly said, "We know no other God than Jesus Christ." With those words, Luther was not denying the Trinity. He was instead highlighting the futility of seeking God apart from his revelation in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ makes the good God known. How? The answer is Jesus preached that God is good. Indeed, he wouldn't shut up about God's steadfast love and mercy. Not even the cross and a tomb could close his mouth. Not even when his betrayers and those who didn't trust him could stop him from giving the good news of God's steadfast love and mercy. We hear this clearly in our gospel passage today. Even as Jesus stood on the mountain, resurrected from the dead, about to ascend to the Father, we hear that some doubted. Apparently, seeing is not believing. And what did Jesus do to those sinful doubters? Did he give them what they deserve and blast them with fire and brimstone? No, he did not. As was his habit, he gave them a sermon. And his sermon started with the greatness of God. Jesus said, "All authority in heaven above and on earth belonged to him." And with these words, Jesus left no doubt that he was God and he spoke for God. Then he continued with the goodness of God. Jesus located the goodness of God precisely in baptism. In baptism, the Holy Trinity is heard in unison, promising a wretched sinner who was dead in trespasses and sin eternal mercy and forgiveness. God's goodness is also heard in all that Jesus commanded. What did Jesus command? He commanded that the promise of God's mercy and forgiveness be preached into bread and wine, that is his body and blood. He commanded that his followers love one another, which happens when the gospel is proclaimed, because there is nothing more moving than giving the gospel to a person who is plagued by sin, death, and devil. Taken together, then, if you want to hear who the Trinity is exactly, then go to the font, the communion rail, and the pulpit. In word and sacrament, the great and good Trinity is heard. Well, here we are, gathered together, worshiping and doubting, with the promise of Christ's authority and the presence in his word. We should do what he commands and use his promise, don't you think? So here goes. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you the entirety of your sin. There. That is your promise given by the Holy Trinity, who is with you always. Amen.